Planned Parenthood is committed to increasing access to expert, affordable sexual health care. We've expanded our telehealth services so more of you can get the care you need from the comfort of your home. Planned Parenthood offers telehealth visits for birth control, STD care, including home STD testing kits, transgender hormone therapy, and more. Whether online or in person, we're here with you. Schedule your online visit by calling 1-800-230-PLAN or visit ppncs.org.
And final hour of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. Welcome back to the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning and telling your friends about the show. We're going to play the Friday news quiz in about 35 or 40 minutes from now. Make your predictions. Tim Slagle, headlining Acme Comedy Company this weekend.
Mask free.
Nice. Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, representing, I don't know, lots of great people.
Yep.
Wonderful client list, I'm sure.
Yep.
And our lovely, talented, and radiant producer, Samantha.
Good morning.
We have another story here. If you missed any of last hour, be sure you check out the podcast on the iHeartRadio app once the show is done. We shared with you in detail the story. The deprogramming of January 6th defendants is underway. I was trying to think of sort of the equivalent of what would spark attention in the media if you reversed the politics of this particular issue. Like if somebody was being brought in, you know, for a particular sentencing, and they were forced to have to undergo some sort of, from their defense attorney, looking at particular movies, you know, to sort of recondition themselves. But without doing that, the point I wanted to land on was the fact that, again, going back to a media that was actually being diligent in doing their job, this would be major news. This would be discussed on whether or not this should be appropriate or not. It's another example of the 4 years that the left spent of vilifying, demonizing, and criticizing President Donald Trump for everything that they said he was going to be or could be but never was, is manifesting itself in reality under President Joe Biden. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the left would say that Trump would do.
Yeah, you know, literally Hitler.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And this should be getting way more attention than it is. I mean, can you just imagine in any other circumstance somebody being brought into a courtroom and being told that they have to go and read these particular books or bend the knee, essentially, right, to recant their previous sins over their thought process that brought them to do a particular crime?
Yeah, like if an Antifa protester was arrested and forced to watch 1776. That would get the John Adams mini series.
Exactly.
Anything that might make you think this country's awesome. Yeah, basically. That's a great point. Rob Dorr on Twitter mentioned it's important to distinguish that in that story we were talking about, it was a plea deal that the defendant accepted, not a sentence issued by the court. And that is an important distinction. And I'm curious, I wonder how much of that plea deal was contingent upon the right thing, contingent upon okay, now that you've said all of these things that you're supposed to say, now that you've read these books and you've had this change of heart, now we will just lessen your sentence to this. But was the threat of, you know, years in prison hanging over this person, dependent upon whether or not she completed this reading list?
But you highlighted the problem earlier, Drew, that, you know, she was represented by a public defender, mm-hmm, paid for by, you know, provided by the government, mm-hmm, who, on the other hand, is prosecuting her. So because she just, it's unfortunate, she apparently did not have enough funds to afford her own attorney that would push back on any things like this. Instead, you've got a court-appointed attorney that apparently shared the viewpoint of the government. There wasn't a whole lot of fight in this one.
We have another story here from the New York Post. Joseph Bolanos was a pillar of his community, president of his Upper West Side Block Association for the past 23 years. He looked out for his neighbors during the pandemic. He dropped off masks and kept extra heaters in his rent-controlled apartment for seniors. He raised morale with a weekly street dance to show his support for essential workers.
You know, I tried that. I did not sense any increase in morale.
To use your ribbon?
In my cul-de-sac.
They were probably happy when you stopped.
Yeah. Morale went up when I went inside.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to jump ahead, too. He's also a registered Democrat. Calls himself an independent at heart. Said he liked Trump's policies, but was never a Trump fanatic. He was also a Red Cross volunteer after the 9/11 attacks. The 69-year-old security consultant once received a police commendation for heroism after saving a woman from being mugged.
Unmarried, caring for his 94-year-old mother. He was a well-loved character in the quiet residential room. I mean, this guy sounds awesome. He sounds like an awesome guy all around. You know, sounds like the kind of guy you would want in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the FBI is going to take care of that. Unfortunately for him, he attended then-President Donald Trump's rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. He never entered the Capitol. He was in a friend's room at the JW Marriott, a 30-minute walk away when the Capitol breach occurred.
Now his neighbors think that he is a domestic terrorist. He was raided in February by the FBI, Anti-Terrorism Task Force.
Let me repeat that. Raided. Mm-hmm. In February, by the FBI Anti-Terrorist Task Force, they felt that this 69-year-old guy was such a threat that they had to raid his apartment.
He was handcuffed, paraded, and detained for 3 hours while his apartment was ransacked and all his devices were confiscated. 4 months later, he hasn't been charged. Doesn't have his devices back, but his neighbors are shunning him. And he's had 2 strokes from the stress.
He says, it's destroyed my reputation. I'm not a violent invader. I do not condone the criminality and violence on January 6th whatsoever. But the FBI don't care. The FBI told him he was raided because of a tip to the January 6th hotline.
Oh, wow.
From a neighbor who said he had overheard him boasting about being at the Capitol. Again, he was at the JW Marriott, 30 minutes away, never entered the Capitol.
I don't want to deviate too far away from the story here, but something keeps popping into my head. We had a conversation with David Gartenstein-Ross, our counterterrorism expert, and this was actually several years ago now, and this was all pre-COVID. But we were talking with him about the airline policies and how the airlines would be well to actually do profiling, because unfortunately, too many people end up having a bunch of time wasted because they won't do the profiling. And so that's why you have individuals, you know, moms with kids in strollers or seniors at the airport being yanked aside. And this, again, this was several years ago when this was still something that was pretty prominent. I mean, they're still doing it, but it was way more prominent when they were doing random spot checks. I just, and there's a loose connection here, at least in my mind, where I look at this and go, man, the precedent that we've established over not looking at an individual's background first, like with this guy, if the FBI did any due diligence at all, based off of what we read and assuming everything in those first couple of paragraphs was true,
right,
the FBI, if they wanted to investigate him, you send over an agent.
Right. And knock on his door.
Can I talk with you for a few minutes, please?
Like a normal human.
We got even if you're going to go that far, you just can I come in and just have a conversation? Somebody called, said this. I've looked at your background here. You don't seem to be a threat, but would you mind just explaining the nature of your situation on January 6th? You don't raid the guy's house. You don't handcuff him. You don't parade him out. You don't raid his apartment.
Take all of his devices, which he still hasn't gotten back.
But those battering rams are a lot of fun.
I bet they are. Man. I've never kicked in a door, but it looks awesome. It looks like it would be very gratifying.
And like we said, the neighbor said that he was boasting about being at the Capitol. That's why they showed up, because a neighbor called on him. At the time, he said he was staying at the apartment in Washington Heights because he had moved to rehab, right? Because she had been moved to rehab, his mother's apartment. She was facing a difficult decision of whether or not she should move into permanent care. On February 4th, 4 FBI agents arrived unannounced and interviewed him for 25 minutes. And they asked if he was a member of BLM, Antifa, or the Proud Boys, and he said no.
He told He relayed all of this to the FBI. He relayed his entire day. He was never near the Capitol. He had nothing to do with the raid on the Capitol or anything like that. He was walking back with his friends to the hotel while all that were going on. And he told the FBI all of this, but that didn't matter. On a Thursday morning at 6 a.m., he was awakened in his mother's apartment by a loud banging. I opened the door, and there's about 10 tactical police soldiers, and one is pointing a rifle at my head. They had a battering ram and a crowbar. They also had a search warrant, which named Bolanos as a target suspect. The front door of his empty apartment was being broken down in a simultaneous raid. So they were not only raiding his apartment, they were raiding his mother's apartment with tactical police pointing rifles at his head.
The warrant authorized the federal agents to seize his property as evidence relating to crimes including obstruction of Congress, civil disorders, conspiracy to impede assault federal agents, interstate travel to participate in a riot, and unlawful entry on restricted buildings or grounds.
They ransacked both apartments, upending drawers, trashing his mother's bedroom. He was handcuffed, taken outside to an FBI car to be interrogated for 4 hours, and this is all in front of his, 94-year-old mother.
I think I detected the problem. Is they asked him if he was a member of BLM or Antifa. If he would have said yes, they would have said, okay, our mistake. See ya. Sorry about the door, man.
Hail Hydra.
Sorry, we'll replace that door for you.
Wait, did you say that it was charged? There's a crime called obstruction of Congress? I thought that was a noble thing to do.
Yeah. Yes. It should be.
Dude,
yeah.
An NBC crew had been tipped off and was there to film his shame.
Yeah, well, that's what the FBI does.
So they Roger Stoned him.
Yeah, that's what the FBI does, though. Yeah. I mean, that's a typical FBI tactic, right?
Oh, gosh, I think it's pretty clear the FBI has become like this kind of the law. You know, it's the law enforcement arm of the left.
It's not, they don't work for the American people. They work for the DNC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're a little mad that they almost got caught last president. It was inches
and now
away.
They're doubling down to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Jeff, because that ties in really nicely with this clip that I want to play from Glenn Greenwald. He was on Tucker Carlson's show the other night.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a moment. I just want to wrap up this with this article with the story here really quick. So the individual here said he started feeling sick about 11 a.m., so the FBI called an ambulance. He was admitted to Mount Sinai. His blood pressure was through the roof, and he suffered a stroke. In the middle of this whole thing. Like, it's almost killed him. It's almost killed this innocent guy. The neighbors he had helped all those years have turned their backs on him. One woman who cooked him a nice dinner last Thanksgiving wrote him a nasty note that said, "I hope Antifa gets you."
Nice.
Oh.
Bolanos is bereft. He has not been charged and insists he has not committed a crime. But like thousands of other law-abiding Americans who went to Washington on January 6th to see the president speak, his life has been ruined by a hysterical witch hunt for phantom domestic terrorists. The violence that day was terrible, and those responsible are being prosecuted to the full extent of the law, as they should be. But the overkill stinks of the sort of political purge you see in communist China. Meanwhile, violent rioters and looters of the Summer of Love continue to get off scot-free. This is not justice.
And that's one thing that I think really gets overlooked when people talk about what happened on January 6th. They fail to put it in the context of everything that we've all witnessed over the course of the last year. Those people that were there at the Capitol on January 6th, they've seen all of the same riots in Portland, in here, in Baltimore, in Chicago, in D.C., in New York. They've watched all of the same rioting go on all around the country over the course of the last year. They've watched all of the lawlessness not only get ignored by Democrat officials in their cities, but actually endorsed and approved in some instances by Democrat officials in a lot of those cities. They watched all of those things. And if you don't think that that had some impact on what those people at the Capitol did that day, to be able to see hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people get away with lawlessness, destruction, rioting all around the country with no consequences whatsoever, you don't think that emboldens somebody to do something they might not be inclined to do on their own? Of course it does. It's a natural psychological reaction that anybody would have.
Not just emboldened, irritated. It's our turn now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I've been watching this on TV over the course of the last year, and I've been told that this is speech. This isn't violence. This is speech. That rioting is the voices of the oppressed, is what I've been told for the last year. Well, I feel oppressed, and now I want to riot. Of course you're going to get some of that.
I hope this gentleman has a counsel not paid for by the government that is effective, because he could be looking at a nice settlement from the federal government for this treatment.
Let's talk to Austin. Wants to comment on reactions to January 6th. Welcome to Justice and Drew here on Twin Cities News Talk.
Hey, good morning, guys. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Couple comments regarding, you know, the grandmother of five and the gentleman you guys have been talking about. You know, the first thing, my parents and my family members have told me forever, stop posting stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And going back to Rob Doerr's comment with the contingent on her sensing and her comments that she had made with her re-education, do you think that they are watching her and monitoring her Facebook and potential social media posts, and if she does anything that may seem like she's of the wrong right. mindset again?
She's slipping back into wrong think.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, and honestly, anybody with a sound mind in hearing these stories, and you know these stories are not going to get the coverage they should. I mean, just you're talking about this 69-year-old gentleman who sounds like an awesome person. I wish he was my neighbor. I mean, neighbors called on him, and he wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm.
It should horrify people who are of sound mind and reasonable thinking that these average-day people that, you know, may have gotten caught up in the violence and they saw an open door and they just went into the Capitol not trying to cause anything, and what's happening, it should scare everybody. You're right. It is Orwellian.
It is very Orwellian. It's very Orwellian. It's very authoritarian. It's very statist. And if only there was some historical context that we could look at where societies had undergone similar sort of transformations where neighbors were turning on neighbors for political beliefs or for believing in the wrong things or for maybe adhering to the wrong, I don't know, religion or something like that. And what happened to those societies when those things started to occur? If we taught a history in this country the way we should, there might be some red flags going up right about now of people who maybe wouldn't think we should continue down this path.
Okay, Gina Carano.
I feel like we should have had a content note before that.
I'm about to get canceled.
Just settle down over there, Marjorie Green. All right. Glenn Greenwald is a liberal. So to point that out up front.
Yes, but he's the right kind of liberal.
He is. And we have some audio to play where of his commentary surrounding the potential involvement of the FBI in the Capitol riot. And we'll get to this next ahead of our news quiz on Justice and Drew.
Summer is here, and we're clearing out the aisles at Slumberland Furniture. It's our hot summer sale, and we have discounts for you. Great discounts, like big markdowns on clearance items, floor models, and more. Then on top of that, we have extra discounts throughout the store. $100, $200, even $500 off. So stop in store to check out the discounts. You won't be disappointed. And we have totally free shipping to your doorstep. Come see all the great bargains at the hot summer sale at Slumberland Furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shop red, white, and new savings now at the Furniture Mart. Express your style this Independence Day with 20 to 50% off sofas and sectionals, dining, patio sets, doorbusters, and more. Plus, take time to pay with 5 years no interest financing. Celebrate sleep from top mattress brands like Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on select mattress purchases. Hurry to bring home best ever Independence Day savings now at the Furniture Mart. Financing is available with approved credit on qualifying purchases. See store for details.
Them.
All right, you guys got one more segment to get your predictions in for the Friday news quiz between Tim Slagle, Jeff O'Brien, and Samantha Sansevier. If you want to be eligible for the prize pack we've got to put together, Tim Slagle, kind enough to throw in a couple tickets to Acme Comedy Company this weekend where you can watch him headline.
Absolutely, and enjoy the other prize you get from
exactly a Twin Cities Cannabis $100 gift certificate available that's redeemable at their website twincities-cannabis.com or at either of their retail outlets in Lakeville or Hopkins. The two things go very well together. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
And they have food. They have food at Acme Comedy.
They do.
That's actually really nice. It's the club. The hours now it's 7 and 9:30. So it's so you can be out.
Shifted a little bit.
Yeah, you can get out before it's dark.
That's right.
And
AcmeComedyCompany.com is where you can go get tickets if you're not lucky enough to win them today.
Investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald said the only reason to call potential FBI involvement in the January 6th Capitol riot a crazy conspiracy theory is if either you are completely ignorant of what the FBI does or lying on purpose to cover up for the FBI.
If you go and Google, and I hope your viewers do, Operation Mockingbird, what you will find is that during the Cold War, these agencies used to plot about how to clandestinely manipulate the news media to disseminate propaganda to the American population. They used to try and do it secretly. They don't even do it secretly anymore. They don't need Operation Mockingbird. They literally put John Brennan, who works for NBC, and James Clapper, who works for CNN, and tons of FBI agents right on the payroll of these news organizations. They now shape the news openly to manipulate and deceive the American population. So if you're an American wondering what foreknowledge and involvement did the FBI have in January 6th? If you go and listen to those networks, you're going to get lies because the only people they're asking are people who are serving those agencies and acting to disseminate disinformation. That's what those outlets are.
It is stunning to me that these quote-unquote news organizations like CNN and MSNBC and NBC, like nobody seems to be bothered by the fact that they use FBI agents in their coverage.
It's amazing to me that in North Korea, they used to have to use torture and threats of death to keep the media as compliant as it is here in the U.S. of A. They do it voluntarily.
Yeah, they just do it so they have they want access.
I thought it was telling during the Putin Biden summit here. You know, Biden's taking Putin to task on, you know, human rights abuses in Russia, and Putin brings up the prosecution of the January 6th rioters and starts talking about which Capitol officer shot Ashley Babbitt. I'm like, well, that's where we're at.
Wow.
Greenwald told Tucker Carlson on Fox that the FBI agents, that the FBI targets people, easily manipulated, citing the use of operatives in the first war on terror that encouraged Muslim Americans to join plots that were designed and funded by the FBI to set them up. Greenwald said this type of behavior was a win-win situation for the FBI because they busted the conspiracy that they could claim they stopped the terror attack.
Right, right. And so when you hear Merrick Garland out there talking about how domestic terrorism is the number one threat right now. White supremacist domestic terrorism is the gravest threat to the country. I want you to remember Operation Mockingbird. I want you to remember what the FBI did during the war on terror shortly after 9/11. It's the exact same tactics that they have always used, and they've got a media that just covers up for them now.
The writer said it is certain the FBI sent informants and operatives into Proud Boys and other nationalist groups, the same kind they use when they pat themselves on the back for stopping conspiracies they constructed.
Yep.
Have you seen the Chicago 7 on Netflix?
I have not.
It's the parallel is amazing that they were charging the Chicago 7 with traveling over interstate lines to conduct a riot, that there were FBI agents installed within the protests that happened in Chicago on that day. It's just stunning. And I know Aaron Sorkin, when he put together that, never thought that he would actually be doing a documentary on what happened after January 6th.
There are, yeah. I mean, I one of the reasons I didn't watch it is because I felt like it was going to be kind of propaganda-ish. You know,
it is, but not. You would be surprised. You go, oh my gosh, this is like defending the people on from January 6th.
Yeah,
I think you'd enjoy it.
We were having a conversation a moment ago, just talking about all of the things that Trump has been vindicated on so far, and really big ones too. One of them is the one that's now sort of seems to be grabbing hold within the public. And that is, the majority now believe that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China. Once dismissed as conspiracy theory, today 60% majority believes COVID-19 was created by scientists and leaked from a lab in China. That's nearly double the 31% who think the pandemic started naturally. The majority is largely comprised of 79% of Republicans, 58% of independents who blame it for the lab leak. 41% of Democrats agree, 46% believe the virus evolved from nature. No direct scientific evidence has been made public to conclusively approve either perspective. However, Hillary Clinton certainly thought there was an issue. During the COVID-19 pandemic, former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton waxed eloquent about suspicions by former President Trump that the Wuhan Institute of Virology had precipitated the pandemic, calling such claims as racist. However, in 2009... Clinton allegedly warned the State Department cable that was obtained by WikiLeaks that the work done at the Wuhan Institute of Virology could lead to, doing that thing with my fingers, biological weapons proliferation concern.
The cable obtained via WikiLeaks was sent from the State Department in June 2009 to all embassies in member nations ahead of a session in Paris that they were all attending. We believe it is important to focus on emerging chemical and biological technologies trends in the trade of chemical and biological weapons related goods and threats.
She stated, the U.S. believes participants would benefit from hearing about your experiences assisting China in setting up a biosafety level 4 laboratory at the Wuhan Institute of Virology from the export control and intangible technology transfer perspectives. We are particularly interested to know how China plans to vet incoming foreign researchers from countries of biological weapons proliferation concern. This smacks... and sounds awfully familiar to Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren's warnings years ago about using the Dominion voting services.
It really does.
They also wrote a letter expressing their concerns of using Dominion voting machines in elections.
Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago they were referring to the variant, the COVID variant, yeah, as the Indian variant.
I did. Yep. Yeah,
they did that for about a month, and then someone said, racism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Delta variant.
Yeah. Oh, we decided we weren't going to do that anymore because of Trump.
And then they actually did for a while there. They did the John Cougar Mellencamp thing where it was the Delta Indian variant or the Indian Delta variant. And now it's just they got rid of the cougar entirely.
I'm worried about the Alaskan Airlines variant. That's the one I'm concerned about.
The Spirit variant is fine.
Yeah.
It's so mild.
Fairly benign.
Yeah.
It'll make you uncomfortable.
Right.
But that's about it.
Well, if you want a little more comfort, $25 gets you out of it.
I got time to squeeze in a couple calls here. Let's start with Joe in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me. I think regarding the virus being leaked needs to be looked at in terms of how we actually describe that, because the word leak really sort of implies that it was an accident, and I think we need to use a more accurate word that it was leaked. I mean, stuff leaks from my oil, underneath my car, and nobody wants that, but leaks, I think, is really giving them
originated. I mean, we're splitting viruses here.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Originated is probably the best word.
I think if the concern is accuracy first and foremost, originated is probably the best word to use, because while I think there's more and more of a consensus coming to the conclusion that it did originate from the lab, I don't, to the best of my knowledge, and I may be wrong on this, but to the best of my knowledge, I don't think there is a whole lot of consensus as to whether or not it was leaked or intentionally.
This goes back to our, who's in the White House right now. If our president was more skeptical of China's intentions and not always fawning over them, the U.S. could be using the bully pulpit here and be calling for international investigations as to whether or not it leaked out or whether or not they intentionally leaked it out.
All I can wonder is how many people going to Hunter Biden's art show in New York are going to have the last name Lee.
not this Lee. Not this one, but I hear you. Picking up what you're putting down. Mark and Friendly, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'd like to argue that we have a media that's actually doing their job, and that's spreading propaganda. Spreading disinformation, spreading misinformation, confusing the populace. And the bigger lies are the lies of omission. But I want to double down on what Glenn Greenwald had to say about Operation Mockingbird, and every patriotic American should go to the internet and look that up, was the fact that almost 40 years ago, We had the United States Senate Select Committee to study governmental operations with respect to intelligence activities called the Church Commission. And FISA came out of the Church Commission. I've been advocating 20 years because I've been warning the government, the Justice Department. And again, recall about a month ago, the Justice Department and Biden admitted that they were using the 17 agencies of the intelligence community to spy on politicians, their lawyers, their families, New York Times reporters, Washington Post reporters, CNN. But here's what one of the things that came out of the Church Committee, and I'd like to talk to Tom Emmer again about this because we've talked about it before.
Land the plane, Mark. Land the plane.
Okay. In examining the CIA's past and present use of the U.S. media, the committee finds two reasons for concern. The first is the potential inherent in covert media operations for manipulating or incidentally misleading the American public. The second is the damage to the credibility and independence of a free press, which may be caused by covert relationships with U.S. journalists and media organizations.
This plane feels like it's circling.
And Mark, I appreciate your call, Mark, and Mark always has great information in that respect. But, you know, look, the fact of the matter is we know so much of what the FBI and CIA did in the 50s, in the 40s, in the 60s, in the 70s even. And, you know, as time goes on, you learn about what happened, say, 30, 40 years ago. At what point did we just decide, oh, they don't do that anymore? Of course they do!
Which is my point with the Chicago 7. That was 50 years ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
That was a long time ago. Certainly there would be no group today that would want to vilify one portion of the American public and say that particular group of individuals and their skin color are horrible and awful. That would never happen again.
Of course not. We're better than that now. Idiots.
It's the same kind of arrogance that makes this generation think that they're the ones smart enough to run communism properly.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, oh, they were stupid before. We know how to do it.
All right, you got a few minutes left. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and play the Friday News Quiz. Get your picks in now using the hashtag TCNT on Twitter or email JD@TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com.
Are you hoping to spruce up your home for summer? Maybe do some entertaining?
That's all I've been thinking about.
Well, now is the time during the hot summer sale at Slumberland Furniture.
But what does that really mean?
Discounts on top of bargains.
Keep going.
From $50 to $1,000 off already great deals. Stop and soar to see the discounts.
Oh.
And totally free doorstep shipping with no minimum. Get your look for less at the hot summer sale right now at Slumberland Furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ashley Home Store Stars and Stripes sale is happening now. Enjoy the summer season by treating yourself to up to 45% savings on all things home. Plus, pay no interest for 6 whole years. Beat the summer heat and save $500 on select Tempur-Breeze cooling mattresses. Or take home a Sealy Hybrid and get a free $200 gift card with select mattress purchases. Shop the Stars and Stripes sale happening now at Ashley Home Store. This is home. Financing is available with approved credit on qualifying purchases. See store for details.
Final segment of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. Welcome back to the program. It is time to find out who is the champion of the news. I felt like that had.
We all know what's going to happen. Yeah. Sam's going to
like
win.
That, I felt like there was. I needed like an audible.
I feel like this is like going to a Harlem Globetrotters game, and we're the Washington Generals.
No, you guys have a competitive edge over me because I was up late at a rodeo last night, and my brain's not going to work.
Drew's looking for affirmation over.
I did. I thought that had the champion of the news. No, nothing?
I think workshop it, come back later.
Nah, we're going with champion of the news. Your order of the contestants this week will be Sam going first, Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, going second, comedian Tim Slagle, headlining Acme Comedy Company this weekend, will be going third. We have three rounds for you. In the first round, we'll play an audio clip. I've got two audio clips for each of you. Tell us who's speaking. Relevant context will get you awarded bonus points as well. In the second round, we'll play the parody songs. You tell us what stories they're referencing. In the third round will be the headline round.
Sam, are you ready?
Nope. Let's do it.
Well, here's your first audio clip anyway.
I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration.
I love that girl.
I love her.
That was a Minnesota 9-year-old girl who was speaking to her school board, her local school board here. I think it was the Lakeville school board. Yeah. I cannot remember the girl's name, unfortunately.
I did not expect you to remember her name. So that 9-year-old Lakeville, that's good enough. That'll
Novely.
Yeah.
It's nice to know we have our own Greta Thunbergs now, isn't it? Yeah. How dare you?
That chick is.
Oh, you're right. She is kind of like the anti Greta Thunberg.
I love her. You don't know who that chick is. Yeah, that's right. I don't, Novely. You tell me.
I think my favorite was the so-called inauguration. We're like, you're nine.
Jeff O'Brien, audio clip number 2.
We're fighting really hard to make sure that 165,000 Minnesotans don't see a 30% increase in their health insurance rates. And we think that's something worth fighting for.
No clue.
Sam. Is that Kurt Doubt?
That is Kurt Doubt.
Yes!
Sam, you can buzz in with the steal. Buzz in with your name.
Oh, okay.
If you can steal the point from Jeff, who didn't know that. You know Kurt Doubt.
I've been busy the last week. Sorry.
Sorry.
I just love how Jeff O'Brien was like, I have no idea. I'm not even going to bother. All right, Tim Slagle, here you go.
I'm announcing that there will be a select committee, as there was at the time of 9/11, a committee of the Congress of the United States to investigate 9/11.
I hate her.
Yeah, that's obviously Dentures Pelosi. You can hear him slipping, and she's talking about the commission that was voted down. She's going to do it anyway.
Because that's how democracy works.
Yeah, gin-soaked Nancy.
Jeez.
Come on.
I know.
She just smells like gin.
No, I know. It's just
gin and menthol. She's got to be more of a vodka. I would think vodka.
No, gin, man. Yeah, I'm with Drew.
She reeks of gin and mentholiptus.
Yeah. Not good gin, right?
Gin-soaked Nancy sounds like one of those things in an urban dictionary, doesn't it?
You should get one of your distillery clients to make that a cocktail.
I'm sure they'll jump on board.
I'd like a gin-soaked Nancy.
Big player in this town.
All right, we are back to Sam for audio clip number 4.
As a community defender, I was able to at least offer a little bit of security to people who are coming in this sacred space. But now that the intersection is wide open, who's going to do it?
Is that Marsha Howard crying over them putting barricades up again?
Yeah, at the 38th in Chicago.
Sorry, opening it up.
What's the status of it right now?
As far as I know, the last I saw was they had taken them down, and then they put barricades back up, and to the point where somebody actually put a planter garden in the middle of the street now.
Yeah, it's mixed. Yeah. We'll call it mixed.
How many fist statues are we up to?
I think there's 4.
I was going to say 7.
Nobody knows.
All right, Jeff O'Brien, here you go.
We have one of the lowest per capita number of officers of any major city in the entire country.
Sounds like Mayor Fry.
Sounds like a point.
That's Minneapolis. Wow. Mom, baby, mayor.
A blind squirrel occasionally finds a nut.
Tim, final audio clip. Who's speaking and what are they talking about?
If I become governor there, I will do everything to fight critical race theory being taught to our children.
Not a clue.
Sounds like Caitlyn Jenner.
Jeff O'Brien.
Gubernatorial candidate in California.
It's a steal.
I was going to say Gretchen Whitmer, but she already won. So.
Yeah, that was Caitlyn Jenner.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's going to win.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's going to be your next governor of California.
My gosh,
it feels like she's got momentum.
Maybe that's the answer. We talked about what the end game is of all of this.
Caitlyn Jenner's going to save us all.
Yeah, she breaks everything.
What a twist.
She's a Republican, you know, and she's Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. And Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. The left can't handle it. They'll be like, I don't know. It's so conflicted. And that's it.
When she has the whole Kardashian family.
I'm going to use that. And say, was it a man or a woman? Well, it was kind of a Caitlyn Jenner.
You're welcome.
At the end of round 1, Sam with 4 points. Jeff and Tim tied with 2 points each. I've got one parody song snippet for all 3 of you. You tell us what story is being referenced in the parody song, and you will be awarded a point. We'll start with Sam.
Let's talk about UFOs and what the Pentagon knows. Let's talk about all the unexplained contraptions and where they go.
This is about the UFO reports coming out.
When?
Today.
supposed to come out today. It hasn't yet.
I feel like they just keep pushing it back.
I know. No, we should. We're supposed to get it today. That's what we're here. All right, Jeff O'Brien, here you go. I'm genuinely curious.
John just died in a cell in Madrid. Oh, John McAfee dying in prison.
That works. That'll get you a point.
Right, or was he whacked, as he said?
Or was it really him?
Yeah, I know.
I heard he had body doubles.
Whoa.
All right, Tim Slagle. Here's your parody snippet.
Megan is now working for the secret. Nobody wants her underwear. No.
That's beautiful. Oh, John, you're really, really not the parts in that one.
Thank you. Megan Markle?
Sam!
Sam!
I get to steal from you. That's about Megan Rapinoe and her deal with Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't help but think, we didn't, but he said for The Secret, and I couldn't help but think of that book, The Secret. No. Remember The Secret that came out a long time ago? Yeah.
All right, we are into the headline round. This is when you think you know the answer. We're going to read you a headline that's going to have some blanks in it. When you think you know what's in those blanks, you buzz in with your name, and you will be awarded a point if you guess correctly. Sam has the lead with 6 points, Jeff with 3, Tim with 2. Let's get started.
All right, for headline number 1, blank beats Donald Trump in straw poll.
Sam.
DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis won the straw poll. Headline number 2, Ilhan Omar renews calls for blank in Juneteenth tweet.
Sam. Reparations.
All right, headline number 3, United CEO warns of possible blank shortage.
Tim. Peanut. No.
That's a good guess, though.
Pilot.
That is correct. Tim swooping in with a point. Headline number 4, blank offering COVID vaccines and free food at select location.
Sam, McDonald's in Sacramento.
That is correct.
Can I get a bonus point? I'm just kidding.
No, because it was San Francisco.
Oh.
Man arrested after... take away a point. Man arrested after 21 tons of blank went missing.
Sam. Man arrested... go ahead.
I have no idea.
Why'd you buzz in?
I don't know. I almost said cocaine, but I was like, why would he be arrested for that?
21 tons.
Why would he be arrested for that?
Well, I mean, if it did.
There's a
I suppose.
Yes. It's anybody? No?
No.
Pistachios.
21 tons of pistachios.
Why would he be arrested for that?
Because he stole them.
He stole them.
He stole them. I could see if it was 21 tons of cocaine. That was an easy one.
Was that story this week? Yes. A year ago.
Headline number 6, Senator Blank says his membership at an all-white club.
Oh, Jeff. Shell House. Sheldon Whitehouse.
There you go. Sheldon Whitehouse.
Shell House.
White Sheldon House.
I got there eventually.
Headline number 7, Minnesota DNR warns Blank.
Sam. Black bears are going to be out and about looking for food because of a berry shortage.
Headline number 8, Blank plans a return to full capacity at venues this fall.
Tim. Restaurants.
Sam. University of Minnesota Sports.
Gopher Athletics, yes. Gopher
Headline
athletics.
Number 9, New York Times test finds no identifiable DNA in a test of blank sandwiches. Sam.
Tuna in Subway sandwiches.
All right, last one, because this is a blowout. We will skip to the end in the interest of time. Blank announces final tour dates, including 2 shows in St. Paul.
Sam. Elton John.
And with that, wasn't even competitive.
That was like Secretary of the Belmont.
Sam is the champion of the news. Champion of the news? Anybody? Anyone?
You know what, Drew? I like champion of
the
news.
I think you're going
to
need a belt.
I think you should stop trying to make champion of the news happen.
No, I love it. Sam is the champion of the news this week. Congratulations. If you predicted Sam, keep an eye on your email. You will be notified if you're the lucky winner.
Or your Twitter messages.
Tim.
Or your DMs.
Learning things today, did you?
I sure did. Around 6:20 this morning, I learned that there's a study that proved eating 100 grams of chocolate is actually good for you. That's like 2.5 chocolate bars. That's crazy. And that's for breakfast. At 7:20 this morning, we had Tom Emmer on the show. I learned more about his thoughts on the January 6th commission. If you missed any of those conversations, find our podcast on the iHeartRadio app by searching for Justice and Drew. What Sam Learned is brought to you by Advisory Partners. You can go to advisorypartners.com to learn how they can help you maximize value when selling your business.
I know I learned that Sam believes that you can steal 21 tons of cocaine and it's legal.
Yeah, it's totally fine. You should just it's impressive.
Why is that illegal?
I don't know. Well, I guess my brain in the news quizzy moment was just confused.
Acme Comedy Company this weekend. Go to acmecomedycompany.com if you want to get tickets to see Tim Slagle headlining.
Who learned that Sam has no idea how much 21 tons of cocaine would be worth.
What would that be worth?
Trillions.
Yeah.
Wow, I need to go steal some.
All five of us could retire comfortably for a very long time. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much for joining us, lawyer extraordinaire.
You can find me at chestnutcambrone.com.
You can find me tonight at the Buffalo Rodeo.
Are you hoping to spruce up your home for summer? Maybe do some entertaining?
That's all I've been thinking about.
Well, now is the time during the hot summer sale at Slumberland Furniture.
But what does that really mean?
Discounts on top of bargains?
Keep going.
From $50 to $1,000 off already great deals. Stop and soar to see the discounts.
Oh.
And totally free doorstep shipping with no minimum. Get your look for less at the hot summer sale right now at Slumberland Furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.